Always real, they never play. Download the podcast, listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xaviera, best host of all time. All of the faithful listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half of mine. I do cosign this lady to shine like Frankenstein. Cut it to they design. IceCreamCombos.com. Tune in. Tune in. Yeah. This influence, influence by IceCreamCombos.com.
Happy Friday, ICC friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Ice Cream Convos podcast. I'm your host, Xaviera, and this week I'm super excited because we have a special guest. And our special guest is Amy Schumer. Amy stars in a new film called I Feel Pretty. She plays the role of Renee, and Renee is an ordinary woman who struggles with feelings of insecurity, low self-confidence, and she goes to this soul cycle class. She falls off of her bike and gets a head injury, and when she wakes up, she believes that she is the most beautiful and capable woman on the planet. So my first thought when I saw the film was like, oh, okay, all I need is a head injury to wake up and feel like I run the world. But the film was absolutely wonderful. I laughed from beginning to end. I may have shed a little thug tear somewhere in the middle. It's a great film and a wonderful look for Amy Schumer. So you know I was very excited to chat with her about it when she came to Atlanta. So without further ado, listen to my ICC convo with Miss Amy Schumer.
One of the things that I loved about the film as a woman, it resonated with me on so many different levels, from wanting to feel pretty, mm-hmm. to the confidence. And so doing the film, what stuck with you the most in doing Renee's character?
I think I really related to her just across the board, both having like moments of complete, just a complete lack of self-esteem and feeling invisible, and then also the moments where my confidence has kind of been too much, so you kind of brought it down, like relax. So I really felt her, and just I think anybody can relate. Just that it's a constant battle to feel good about yourself and not let other people's, you know, what they say to you be an how you experience who you are, because it really has nothing to do with it. But, you know, it starts when we're young and people bully you, they get in your head, and then, you know, and then at a certain point, hopefully you realize, like, that's not who I am. I know who I am, you know. Yeah, but I resonated a lot.
I think one of the best lines in the film is when you said you are enough.
Yeah.
And I was just like...
Right? I know. Thank you.
What was your favorite scene to film? Because there were so many fun moments in the movie. Which one was your most favorite?
I think I had the most fun filming the bikini contest. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was kind of terrifying leading up to it. And no one really knew what to expect, because it was scripted to just be that I stood up there and posed in a bikini. And I was like, no, I gotta go nuts. Yes. I need to do a whole dance. I have to make a real moment of this. And so everyone was a little like reticent to do it. And then it was just really empowering. I did it like probably 10 times and was dying, you know. I was like, yes. Okay, so, you know, and then we'd have to reset my makeup every, you know, it would take like 20 minutes because I was sweating so hard. But it was cool, yeah. And I said I'm not letting them retouch anything, so... Mm-hmm. I was like, I think it's really important to see, you know, they're like, you want to get some of your cellulite out of there? And I was like, hell no. That's got to stay.
That's one of the things that I love so much about you, is that, you know, as a woman looking at you, you know, I write celebrity news and entertainment, so
I see
celebrities all the time.
Yeah.
And to the point now where you can look on Instagram and see the smudges for the filtering.
Yeah. So, a car. I just saw that, like a car squeeze or whatever.
No,
yeah.
Honest to God, today I saw a girl. She's a celebrity, and she posed, and she blurred the line between her thighs, so it looked like she had one big leg that separated at the bottom. And so,
that's not good. That's like dangerous, because then it just, especially with celebrities, it just creates this unattainable level of perfection. And that is a big part of the movie too. It's like, you know, if you open up a page of a magazine, it's like all Oscar dresses. You cover the head. Everyone is the same body, like just very skinny. And these girls, you know, have trainers, they can have somebody, like, I don't know, salt a cucumber for them every hour.
Yes.
But no one has time to look like that without getting sick, like for a normal person to look like that. So, you know, just the way that we're realizing more and more, people want to see diversity in movies. Mm-hmm. They want to see people of color, and they want to see diversity in body types too.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, maybe I hope that's what they want to see, you know, with this. Because some people want their movie stars to look the way they've always seen movie stars, and that's fine, and I like seeing those people too, but I think people are ready for a change.
We want to see something that we can relate to.
I think so, right?
I was like, she got somebody like me.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, just, you know, something realistic.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I was like, don't you touch my cellulite. I know right where it all is.
Have you ever done SoulCycle? Because I'm terrified now.
Oh, shoot.
I took a spin class one time.
Yeah.
And it didn't turn out so well.
Right. It does hurt your vagina.
It does hurt
I'm sorry.
You. It hurts your vagina. The seat is terror.
It's tough.
Terror.
They have, like, padded seats, but no matter what,
no,
I leave there
matter.
And I'm walking out like my character did. I have done SoulCycle. I'm 36, and so my personal body wants to not be in SoulCycle, but you know, there's people of all ages in there who love it, and I love the feeling in there. You know, it's fun, and they'll do a ride. You can ride to Hamilton, but there's also a bike, the Peloton bike. You can kind of do SoulCycle in your own house, and I feel very, like, you know, privileged to say I have one of those now. So if I do feel the need to kill myself on a bike,
yeah, you can do it in your own
place. I can do it, like, I can humiliate myself at home.
Even when you thought you were the hottest chick in town, you were never nasty.
Right.
And a lot of people who feel that they are more attractive than others tend to come off a little nasty.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know. It must be the Aries thin up there.
I don't know, but,
you know, so that's one thing that I wanted to point out that I noticed, that even when you were the hottest chick in town,
right,
you were never nasty to the people around you.
Yeah, I got a little, like, I just lost sight of what was important for one second in that, you know, like, and with my friends, I just wanted them to be as beautiful as I was so that they could, you know, reap the benefits I was reaping. But, yeah, I was never like, can you stop staring at me? You know, that kind of...
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think you were inclusive in your beauty.
Okay, thanks.
You were able to be as sly as you were.
Yeah, I was like, right,
like,
yeah.
Get sexy.
Yeah.
You know, be sexy like me.
Yeah.
After you film a movie, do you celebrate in any way?
Oh, I celebrate every night. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I celebrate anything. My sister and I have worked on everything together. This is the first thing where she was writing a movie, so she couldn't work on this. But usually we celebrate together when we're done with something we're proud of. The two of us get in a room alone, and we drink just a couple sips of a Chardonnay.
Okay.
And just take a minute to be proud of ourselves. Yeah.
Have a bikini contest.
Oh, yeah. And then a bikini contest.
Yes.
Yeah. No. The sweatpants are always on when I'm celebrating.
I'm ready to tell everyone to go see the film.
Oh, thanks.
What would you tell me to tell people why they should go see the film?
Oh, that's really nice. I don't know. I think tell them that at the end of the movie, everyone gets $1 million.
Got it. Got it.
I think, I don't know, like, you... Like how you felt when you left. And yeah. It's like you'll laugh and you'll feel better, I hope, and to take that confidence with you. Yeah, but I don't know what makes people go see movies.
Well, I would say for myself, I think one of the things that I loved about it outside of the message, and it's definitely a universal message that men can relate to as well, because you have your love interest, and sometimes it's a little hard to love us.
Yeah,
so we see it from that point of view as well.
Right.
But I just think it was just a beautifully written film. It's one of my favorite of your films.
Oh, thanks.
Just because you can relate. It makes you laugh. It is hilarious. As soon as the credits started rolling, we were in the theater screaming.
Oh,
as
yay.
Soon as the credits started rolling.
Do you remember, I just want to ask you really quick, that last song that plays, when you saw it, was it that song Good as Hell? Was it like, good as hell, I get my hair done, shave my nails. Baby, how you feel? Feeling good as hell. Okay, cool.
Okay.
That's what I was fighting to be in it, but I didn't know that was it.
Okay, yeah, good. But I mean, you know, it's something that we can relate to.
Okay, good.
Hilarious. Heartwarming.
Heartwarming.
And it was so nice to see, like, just such this vulnerable side of you as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because you're so kick-ass. And you know, you're funny and you're so powerful.
Thanks.
So you see that vulnerable side of you as a treat.
You know, and it's there for everybody.
Yeah. What else do you have coming up, if anything you can tell us about now?
Yeah, what can I tell you about? I have something I'm really excited about that I can't tell you. I can tell you when we're not recording. But
okay.
But I'm just going to do a little bit of stand-up this summer. And and then I'm going to film some more movies. Yeah.
And this may be maybe, but do you prefer comedy, doing stand-up versus films? Which is comedy your first love?
I mean, there's something so great about live performance and getting that immediate feedback rather than something like this where you just kind of put it out and then you're just like waiting. Yeah. Okay. But I love them both. I wouldn't want to give either of them up, you know, but stand-up is my first love. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Amy Schumer for giving us the scoop on I Feel Pretty. She was such a pleasure to talk to and so friendly and down to earth. I could have sat there and chatted with her all day because y'all know I'm a chatty patty. But make sure you check out the film this weekend. It's a wonderful film. It will make you feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside, as well as it's a great message. It's a great message. You can't deny that. If you have not seen the trailer yet, be sure to visit icecreamconfos.com and you can watch it there. And also, download the ICC app, follow us on social media, and let me know what you think about this podcast. Rate us and all that other good stuff. Subscribe to the podcast. And I will be back next week with some more scoop for you. So have a great weekend. Love you guys. Mwah. Bye.